Young Australians run the risk of not being as well off as their parents as the economic inequality gap widens between generations. That's the finding of a Grattan Institute report, which says younger generations aren't making the same economic gains as their predecessors, and it's called for major changes to restore the fair go. Caroline Winter reports.
The juggle is real for young people like Imogen Leach. She's studying a master's in social work full-time and works 17 hours a week part-time, but her pay packet doesn't go far.
A lot of it goes on to rent as well as bills, so electricity and gas. Also a lot on transport.
So most of your money then is going on essential items?
Yeah, so groceries and things like that. I don't generally spend a lot on takeout or going out for dinner unless, you know, it's a special occasion.
The 25-year-old from Adelaide recently received a pay rise after 3 years at the same rate, but she says she knows she's behind the eight ball.
It can be quite daunting thinking about my future, knowing that I might not ever be able to afford a house and not having that financial security when I'm older of having a mortgage paid off. And I think as well, because I'm not working as much, I'm not adding as much to my super.
She's among the many younger Australians under economic pressure exacerbated by wage stagnation and rising underemployment, according to a new report by the Grattan Institute. It warns of the growing wealth gap between generations and is calling for a fair go for young Australians. Danielle Wood is the report author and Grattan's Budget Policy Program Director.
If wage growth stays low, given a lot of issues around getting into the housing market, given future budget pressures, we may well have a generation that are not as well off as their parents.
The Grattan Institute found older Australians now have greater wealth, income and expenditure than older Australians 30 years ago, thanks to the housing boom and growth in superannuation assets. But for younger Australians, household wealth has barely moved since 2004. Danielle Wood again.
The best thing you can do to help young Australians grow their wages and grow their living standards is to grow the economy.
The report calls on governments to consider a raft of policy changes, including tax reform, better education and smart infrastructure spending, as well as changes to planning rules to encourage higher density living in cities, and winding back age-based tax breaks which favour older Australians.
Those are making it more and more difficult for younger people to be able to afford the types of government services that we've become accustomed to having.
Danielle Wood also warns the generational bargain is under threat, where, through taxes, working-age Australians help support older generations in retirement. But with an ageing population, there are fewer contributing to government spending on health, aged care and pensions.
So without changes to policy settings, that means that today's young Australians are either going to face growing tax bills in the future, or government's going to have to find ways to cut services in order to pay for that.
And that's Danielle Wood from the Grattan Institute, ending Caroline Winter's report.